board. It's Monday. It's 6 o'clock.
Faulkner?
Here.
Phyllis?
Here.
Jessica? Trustee Brennan?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
O'Connell?
Here.
Aducey?
Here. Okay, if I can please ask all the... Okay, we have no public comments. And so we'll do the elected officials, and I'd ask that we keep it brief because, as you know, we're on a tight time frame. We want to get into executive sessions and work, other work. So I'd ask to be as brief as you can. So Bob, do you want to start?
Yeah, I just wanted to, just a little quick follow-up from our last meeting. Just want to remind residents that we have a full and active and vibrant website, and that I think the staff does a pretty good job of keeping it up to date. But if there's something on there that you're not seeing, you know, please call and let us know, and we'll make sure that it's on there. But I think for the most part, we've gotten some comments and feedback. I think I think in the last week we've had a couple of communications go out on different topics, and those things are all already also posted to the website. But I think that's our residents' main source of information, and please use it. So that's all I have.
I have no comments today.
Two things. One is that we our quarterly community safety in this in between our last, and I was able to listen to the recording of it. I couldn't attend live, and there were just three highlights I wanted to mention. Main presentation was from the Sheridan, and they talked about their facilities and the services they were offering and the plans and the costs, et cetera. A couple takeaways were that the currently number of Americans with dementia is 6 million, and that's projected to rise to 13 million by 2050. And Alzheimer's is just one type of dementia. 100% of their residents and staff are vaccinated, which is, and they are willing to answer any questions from our residents about senior needs, such as medical equipment, referrals, rehab, and Medicare questions. It really sounded like they really want the community. And then the second item is also related to that, and that is we're having our first in-person dementia-friendly certification training is going to be held at the Sheridan. It's November 15th, which is in a week, next Monday at 10:30 a.m. And it's for leaders and influencers of businesses and organizations in River Forest who are interested in creating dementia-aware places, spaces, protocols, procedures, and practices. 10:30 a.m. to 11:45 a.m.
I just have one, and it's just to remind everybody that, we're still in the pandemic and that we should really, I think, work hard to try to get as many people vaccinated as we can. So if you haven't gotten vaccinated, I wish I would ask everybody to consider it. And right now, we're about 63% of all residents with one shot. That's about the average for Cook County. And I'd like to do better. Thanks.
So I'd like to start with a land acknowledgement. As we begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on land that was once and still inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, the Menominee, the Potawatomi nations, and more. And we remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather. I want to piggyback on Lisa's comment and just make sure that people know or are aware of that the 5 to 11 ages are now able to be vaccinated. So that's a great thing. You can go and get that. And there are several groups of people now who are also can get their booster shots. So that's a really important besides that, I don't have anything else.
All right. Great. Thank you. Yeah, you've covered a lot of it. I actually think it's a little higher than that. I think it's somewhere in the 70s. One shot.
One shot is 78.1% per the report that's in the packet.
Right, 78.
One have
for both.
Have both, 78 have one.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. I have nothing at this. Okay, so we'll go ahead and move on to the consent agenda. I can get a motion and a second for item A through K.
Can
motion
I pull,
to approve.
Before you do that, can I just pull two items, H and J?
Okay. Make a motion to approve the consent agenda, items A, B, C, D, E, F, G, I, K.
Any comments or those items?
I just want to, I just want to clarify in the minutes related, I think, to the last meeting with regard to sustainability and greenhouse gas emission measurement.
Yep.
We have robust measurement, and we are reaching out to CMAP to improve that measurement.
Okay.
So I just want to, you know, clarify that. Thank you.
We amend that?
Yeah, we can amend the motions based on those comments, or amend the minutes, excuse me, based on those comments. Yeah, I misspeak. Amend the minutes. To take that correction into account, and we can do that after the meeting. You can just as amended.
Okay, hearing no, are you okay? We moved it, Bob. Okay with the amended? Okay. Then I'll ask the clerk to say the consent agenda and then take the vote.
Consent agendas: A, Village Board of Trustee meeting minutes, October 25th, 2021. B, Village Board of Trustee meeting minutes, October 30th, 2021. C, Village Board of Trustee meeting minutes, November 1st, 2021. D, Village Board of Trustee executive session meeting minutes, October 25th, 2021. E, Village Board of Trustee executive Village Board of Trustee Executive Session meeting minutes, October 30th, 2021. F, Village Board of Trustee Executive Session meeting minutes, November 1st, 2021. G, Native American Heritage Month proclamation. I, monthly department reports. K, Village Administrator's report. C. Gillis?
Yes.
C. Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Trustee Bochner?
Yes.
Okay. If we can get a motion to move on item H, and we'll get a first and a second, and then we'll talk about
it. Move that we approve items H and J on the consent agenda.
Second.
Both. Okay. Okay, questions?
I pulled these items because H is the traffic study on the northeast corner of part of River Forest, and there was a resident who copied me on a communication, I think, to Jeff, who lost her. He was concerned about the scope of the study. I don't know if the other trustees got it. He had asked to have the study period changed, and some of the areas where the turn monitoring and the speed monitoring is being looked at. I don't know, Jeff, if you addressed that with him already.
Sure. So I did respond to, I believe the email was from Mr. Armalis. I did email Mr. Armalis back and kind of gave him some feedback as well. I've also reached out to the consultants earlier today. Some of what we have in here already, I think, addresses his concerns. And certainly if we need to add another kind of speed control, a speed study on a particular block, if we need to come back to the board with an amendment down the line to address a specific concern, we could certainly do that. I didn't want to wait too long to get this moving because it is such a time, I think like we're looking at 2 months, potentially 3 months to get this wrapped up. So certainly in the hopper, but until I can kind of work that out with the consultant, I think a lot of his issues will be resolved based on the current scope. Any changes that we do need, I think, are easily worked in or with a small change order that we would, you know, potentially just bring back to the board if needed. But I don't know that we're at a point where we need that quite yet.
That sounds good to me.
The only thing I'd ask is maybe Lisa just make sure that it's in case somebody else got it.
Certainly. I can forward that off.
Okay. And Jay?
Yes. The second item is the accounts payable transactions report in the packet. And on page 9 of the entire packet, it's 11 of the report. There's some charges to Kelty Lawn Care for cleanup and maintenance at the Lake and Lathrop site.
Yep.
And I got a question from a resident about why the village is paying that instead of the developer.
I can address that. We're not. So there were citations that were issued to the property owner with regard to the weeds that were growing there.
Mm-hmm.
That was adjudicated. They were found liable, and those costs under our ordinance are able to be passed along to the developer. So they are reimbursing the village for its costs.
So we paid for it, and then they reimburse it.
Yeah. So they reimburse us, and they pay a fine on top of it.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
You got it.
Okie dokie. So let's, any other further questions regarding? Hearing none, I'd ask the clerk to read the items and then take the vote.
Consent agenda H, award of contract to Koenig, Lindgren, O'Hara, Abuna, Inc. to complete a traffic study in the northeast corner of River Forest for a not-to-exceed cost of $13,500. Okay, accounts payable October 21, $2,288,556.37. Gillis?
Yes.
Faulkner?
Yes.
O'Connell?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Brennan?
Yes.
We'll move on to 6A, which is the accounts payable fund. If I can get a motion in a second, consent items for separate consideration.
Motion to approve payment from the general fund to McDonald's Caravitis for $130.61.
Seeing none, I'd ask clerk please to read it.
Consent agenda for separate consideration.
I'd ask the clerk not call.
Consent agenda for separate consideration. Accounts payable from the general fund to McDonald's Caravitis for $130.67. Johnson?
Yes.
Brennan?
Yes.
Phyllis?
Just one thing, it's $130.61. That's 67.
Which is it?
Oh, it's on two different things. Confusion.
No, it's.
I know.
Bob should do that.
The agenda reads $130.67. Thank you, Lisa.
All right. Trustee Gillis is a yay. Trustee Faulkner.
Yeah.
We have no recommendations of boards and commissions. We have no unfinished business, and so we'll move on to 9A, which is new business, and this is the acceptance of the estimated corporate. I'd ask a trustee to move and another to second it, and we'll then have Rosie and Lisa.
I'd like to move that we accept the estimate of the 2021 corporate property tax levy in the amount of 8,489, no, 8 million?
8 million.
My bad. $8,489,113.
So just a few comments before I bring Rosie up to talk to you a little bit about some of the technical details here. As required by law, the village must provide an estimate of the property tax levy before it is brought back to the village board for approval at a subsequent meeting. The packet tonight includes materials for you related to this action. As I mentioned, Rosie's going to walk you through a few technical details, but before I turn it over to her, I wanted to offer a few comments. As you may recall, last year, the village opted to forego the consumer price or CPI index, and new construction dollars in its 2020 property tax levy in an effort to assist residents during the COVID-19 pandemic. The village's financial policies and sound fiscal decisions over the past several years position the village well to pass a balanced budget despite these challenges. The village is once again in a unique position to assist residents during these challenging times while also stabilizing property taxes due to its responsible strategic development efforts. Specifically, the village is not levying against the new construction dollars associated with the Sheridan Senior Living Project. This project increased the overall tax base for the village as expected, but the village is not levying against it, which allows all River Forest property taxpayers to benefit. While the average impact of this year's levy to property taxpayers may vary, the full 1.4% increase from the CPI is unlikely to be realized, and it is possible that some owners may feel no effect at all on their actual property tax bill. Continued responsible fiscal management has positioned the village well to continue weathering the storm associated with the ongoing pandemic, and we appreciate the board's support in this process with the responsible policies, budgets, and direction that you all have provided over the.
So can I just one point of clarification? You stated that residents may not see an effect on their tax bill for the village's portion.
That's correct. Yeah, okay. Fair point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can only control what we can only control.
Exactly.
Yep.
I just don't want somebody to come back to us and said this is the village's portion of.
Correct. That's all we are talking about.
Good evening, everyone. To piggyback onto Lisa's comments, we requested. We requested the acceptance of the estimate of the 2021 property tax levy in the amount of $8,489,113. This represents a 2.18% increase over the 2020 extended corporate tax levy of $8,308,048 from 2020. The village is required to determine the estimate of the levy at least 20 days before the approval of the levy, because it is if the estimate of the levy is 105% of the 2020 tax levy extension, a black border notice must be published and a public hearing must be held prior to the approval of the levy. The requested increase in 2021 is less than that 105%. Therefore, public notice and hearing are not required. The 2021 levy includes.
Turn right onto Lair Drive. Then, after 150 feet, turn left onto Spartan Drive.
Good. Oh, he muted us. Okay. Well, a little relief. As Lisa mentioned, the 1.4% increase due to the increase in the CPI permitted by the PTEL, which is the Property Tax Extension Limitation Law. That is from the period of December 2019 through December 2020. So you always do it in a year in arrears. An additional increase is included, assuming $4 million in new property, not including the Sheridan. This is actual new property. If the new property is lower, then the amount will be reduced by the county. The estimate is based on building permit data that we have collected from fiscal year 2020. This is a very conservative estimate, considering the Sheridan assisted living facility was added to the tax roll in 2021. The levy also includes the police and fire pension fund levies, which are based on the actuarial reports prepared by the village's actuary, Lauterbach and Amon, using the village's pension funding policies. This year's recommended contribution for both pension funds follows the same assumptions of the 7% interest rate. The police pension board continues to use a 6.75 interest assumption in its property tax levy recommendation to the board, but the board has chosen to use the 7% interest rate. The required contributions combined by the two pension funds is slightly higher than the total budgeted amount that was originally requested. So a budget amendment will be prepared to request an additional $9,539 to satisfy what is required by the actuarial studies. The River Forest Public Library has a separate elected 7-member board that annually determines its budget and resulting tax levy. The village does not possess board appointment powers. The village approves the library budget and tax levy in a ministerial capacity only. The library is not part of the village's financial reporting entity. However, the library's budget is included in the village's budget document because the library is in the village's tax levy ordinance that is submitted to the county. The debt service amounts include the full amount of the 2020 debt service extension base. This is the amount the village is authorized to levy for principal and interest payments without a referendum. Final levy for the 2020 series general obligation bonds that were for public works projects, including street improvements, was included in the 2020 levy. We will pay off that bond issuance this fiscal year. We will plan to issue bonds this winter to fund additional public works projects that were approved by the village board to utilize our full amount of the authorized debt service extension base. The regular approval of the 2021 property tax levy will be included on the agenda at the December 13th, 2021 village board meeting. Do you have any questions or concerns? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rosie.
Thank
you. I have no questions. I think it's exactly where the direction we've been heading toward in terms of putting, economic development, putting more as our property taxes. So its whole purpose has been working in both in our favor for our property tax owners and for our residents because they really enjoy the share. So is there any questions to Rosie or Lisa? Okay, hearing no questions, I'd ask the clerk if you could just vote on the estimated property taxes.
Yes.
Fred, you can put us on mute. There you go. all right. So, okay, that's it. That's all we have. If I can get a motion to go into executive session.
Can I make a motion to enter into executive session to discuss the setting of price for sale of lease property owned by the village and the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, and dismissal of specific employees of the village?
Second.
Rez?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
moving into executive session. So